Welcome back to eBay Radio's top-rated seller hour with your host, Griff.
And this segment is brought to you by ReplyManager.com, a new inbound message management tool for eBay sellers. When it comes to sourcing items to sell on eBay, there's no better price point than free, or at least darn close to it. And with us now to reveal her three top secret spots for scoring free or almost free stuff is Patty from Miami, Patty Whitlock. She's known on eBay as top rated seller, the Shopping Mom 2. That's the Shopping Mom 2 with a number. Patty, what's the first place you turn for free and almost free items to sell?
Almost free. Family and friends.
All right, thought of that.
Yes. Okay, so it is possible to get free merchandise to sell on eBay. All you have to do is use some creative ways to finding these treasures.
So you mentioned family and friends. Well, of course.
Yes.
I don't even think of that, really.
Yeah, nobody ever does. So what you have to do is you have to make sure that all your friends and family know that you sell on eBay and that you are more than willing to take their stuff. Offer to do spring cleaning with them, or ask them that instead of donating or throwing away their items, to give them to you. You can also offer a percentage of the sales to your family and friends. Most of the time, they do not want to be bothered with it, and they're willing to have no compensation. But, you know, you need to show your appreciation as well as secure any future merchandise that they might give you again.
There are actually people who do not even take their stuff to Goodwill. They throw them away.
They throw them away, yes. So a nice gesture will be maybe like a bottle of wine, taking them out for a drink. I hear mango mojitos are to die for. And or a gift card, you know, a gift card to their favorite coffee shop will show your appreciation that they have helped you out, okay? Good people to hit on your list will be, first and foremost, your parents. My father and my mother just called me up this morning. They said, "Where are you?" I said, "I'm home." He goes, "Okay, we're going over there." My father's 82 years old, okay? He's driving from Miami, 45 minutes, to Fort Lauderdale. And he says, "We're going over there." I have no idea why they're coming, okay? But, heck, you know. Okay, they come, they are getting stuff out of their trunk of their car. Suitcases and bags of clothes for me to sell on eBay.
Wonderful idea.
You train your mom and dad to do that, okay? At least once a month. Then you go with your brothers and sisters. They're fantastic because you know what they like and not like. And, well, let's face it, you can be blunt with them and say, "Don't donate that stuff. Give it to me to sell." Okay, and make sure that you always say please.
And, please.
You know, so then they don't feel
taken advantage of. Por favor.
Por favor.
Exactly. Yeah, por favor. Okay, with your friends, it's a little bit more tricky, but you can it can still be done. You can say, "If you're going to spring clean, can I help you? And instead of throwing away the stuff, can I take it?" Most of the time, they will say yes, and make sure you offer to take the stuff that you cannot use to the donation center and get a tax receipt for your friend. So that's a nice touch. Say, "Okay, well, you can go ahead and give it to me. Whatever I can't use or won't use, or, you know, I can't sell, then I can go ahead and donate it in your name, and I'll give you the receipt." And at the end of the month or whenever you donate it, you could go ahead and give that person the receipt. They really appreciate something like that. And then my best one is you engage with little kids. 12-year-olds are the best of the best, because they're growing up, so they don't need their little toys, and they want to go ahead and get rid of them, but, you know, they really don't know how. So you go ahead and you offer the little ones 50-50. So I'll take the toys, and then when they sell, you get 50%, I get 50%. And you, of course, pay them cash for it. Let me tell you, I have so many Legos and Lego figurines, and you go ahead and do a search on eBay right now for Legos and Lego figurines and Lego little pieces, and you will be amazed at how much money you can make on some of those items. So, and, you know, the cash for the little kids, they love it. So then the number two,
number two.
So family, friends, and little kids.
That's the first
number one.
Okay.
Yes, okay. And make sure you don't take advantage of the little kids, okay?
I was just writing that down. Take advantage. Damn.
The little kids. Right. Anyway.
What do they
Barbie
know?
Barbie dolls. Okay, yeah, what do they know? Barbie
yeah,
dolls.
Hey,
Barbie
kid.
Barbie dresses.
Yeah, you don't need that gold leaf mirror here. I'll take it from your hands.
Yeah, yeah. Right. Give me that Barbie dress right there. That's anyway. Okay, so number two, garage sales or yard sales and flea markets, okay, for that matter, are great places to score free merchandise. Go at the end of the day. Offer to haul away all the merchandise they did not sell. Hmm. Most of the time, the owners will be glad to get rid of the stuff and not have to take it to the donation center or to the dump themselves.
Oh.
So,
never thought of that.
Mm-hmm. But be prepared to take everything. Do not stand there and pick and choose. That's a no-no.
Okay? That's a no-no.
Yeah.
Okay.
You can't say, I want this
idea.
And not this. You know, they're being kind enough to let you take the stuff. You take the stuff and then go in the corner, you know, down the street and maybe go through it and then put the stuff that you don't want and put it in the garbage or something. Okay.
All right.
And you will not be able to hit all the sales at the end of the day, of course. Okay, so what you do is the ones that you cannot make it to, you can drive by. Most of the time, these people have just piled everything up to the curb, and they will put an ad in the paper saying free stuff can get it, or, you know, they will put it for bulk garbage day or for garbage day. So you could go ahead and stop your car and get out and, you know, wear gloves and a flashlight and maybe bring somebody to help you spot the stuff, you know.
One of those kids that I robbed.
Yeah, exactly, the kids. Yeah, bring him and
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, one
like
of
that,
the little girls who gave you a Barbie doll that you sold for $840.
Hey, she can't use the money. She's never going to college.
No, well, remember, Patty said you have to share the money with them.
Otherwise, it's karma. It comes back to you. So anyway, so you can drive by all the sales and beforehand, okay, and leave your business card with them. Then they can call you later to pick up the stuff. And I've done that before where I go ahead and I go and I pull up all the garage sales in my area, and then I send them either a text or a phone call or an email saying, listen, if you don't sell all the stuff, give me a call. This is my number. I'll be interested in picking it up. And then you most likely will negotiate, but most likely these people don't want to go ahead and bring it back into their garage to put it away.
Usually
for
by the time people put something up for a garage sale, they don't want to see it again.
I never want to see it again.
Exactly. So you're happy to get rid of it. So, and then the third one, okay, is store owners and thrift stores, okay? Now, you go at the end of the season, okay? Mm-hmm. Most stuff is on clearance, and you can offer to take all the stuff for them in exchange for a percentage of sales. Most owners are willing to work some sort of deal with that. And some owners, they just don't want to see the stuff, and they go ahead and give it to you, okay? Just get rid of it. You also make sure that you tell, you know, to establish a relationship with these people before you make the deal. Visit the store often, be nice, say hello, try to get to know the employees. It will pay off in the long run. And, you know, you can offer to send clients to them, and most of the time they're willing to. I find that thrift store managers, if you get to know them and you are buying there on a consistently basis, like you go there once a week or something like that, I have been able to buy a bunch of stuff and then at the end found, I don't know, like a bag of silk ties, men's silk ties. And I'll ask the manager, Mary, can you give this to me for free since I bought so much? And she will. She will go ahead and say, okay, go ahead, have it. So
you have to have a little bit of guts.
A little bit.
And just reach out and just ask for what you want, and you may get it. We're talking here to Patty from Miami. You know Patty. Patricia Whitlock. She's also known on eBay as Top Rated Seller, the Shopping Mom, too. And we talk to her on the phone from time to time. She is a great seller, and she has wonderful ideas. And the subject today is, where do you turn for free and almost free items to sell?
Legally free.
Legally free.
We're not saying go rob things or steal it.
No.
But that works too. But
But yeah, but then that will get you in jail. Maybe
yes.
Then after that,
then you can't
after
sell
you're in jail,
on eBay.
You can't sell from jail. It's a mess, you know. But also like for example, flea markets. Okay, you can go to a flea market. At the end of the day, you can go ahead and strike so many deals. It's not even funny. But you have to go. You have to be willing to go at the end of the day. And at the end of the day, for some dealers, will be like maybe like 2, 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
And they're tired already.
Really and they're tired. They don't want to pack up the stuff. And or like church sales, okay? You go to the church sale, and then you go at the end of the day. I went to a church sale the other day, and it was towards the end of the day, and they just make me an offer. And I said, well, what about $1? For all 4 boxes? Okay, take it, you know? So I came home with 4 boxes full of stuff. I didn't even know what it was inside the boxes, but it
so
was $1.
We've learned from Patty today to take advantage of children and churches.
Oh, my God.
And flea market owners who are tired.
Desperate.
Right. I'm loving this. Yeah. This is right up my alley.
No, you know what? These were fantastic ideas.
They were.
I've
written them all down.
We really have not, you know, discussed these issues. Ask your family and friends to give you all their stuff.
Yeah.
You might want to give them a percentage of the sales. Maybe they don't even care. They just want to get rid of it. Little kids, garage sales, haul away their stuff.
I love it.
Wonderful. Thank you, Patty.
Patty, it's always a pleasure. Thank you for sharing these tips with us. This segment was sponsored by ReplyManager.com, a new inbound message management tool for eBay sellers. Call us 888-723-4630 here on eBay Radio.
Designing your listings and store isn't just about creating a nifty logo, an attractive template, or frame. It goes deeper to express your personality, confirm your professionalism, and establish your brand. Sally Milo of Milo Design is the go-to resource for eBay sellers like you who want to brand their businesses on eBay. She's a certified eBay Stores designer and longtime eBay seller herself. Sally stays on top of changes in the eBay marketplace, including optimizing your store and listing design for mobile. She just gets it. Sally will work closely with you to customize your logo, store pages, listing templates, profile, and much more. All to help you create a memorable impression that will bring customers back again and again. Contact Sally at milodesign.com and mention eBay Radio for an introductory discount. That's milodesign.com for all your logo, design, and branding needs.
You work hard to get customers in the first place and to keep them happy. You want to be all you can be as a seller. You source products, do your research, and list. Good job. Now, let's talk about the quality of your packing and shipping. That's where BubbleFast comes in. BubbleFast ensures you have the very best containers made from the sturdiest products, along with top quality packing materials at really decent prices delivered right to your door. Owners Robin and Mark have been eBay sellers for years, and BubbleFast is their labor of love, all to ensure other eBayers can have the most useful shipping supplies to support their businesses. Heck, they even answer the phone themselves. Their service and reliability and the range of their products makes you exactly the kind of eBay seller you want to be. Go to BubbleFast.com right now to see the full spectrum of what they offer. That's BubbleFast.com.
If shipping were music, right now yours probably sounds like this. Wouldn't it be nice to go to Shipping Nirvana? Introducing ShipStation, a multi-channel solution no matter where you sell online. ShipStation streamlines your shipping process, taking you from shipping headache to shipping nirvana. Communicate more easily with customers. No more waiting in line at the post office. Eliminate copy and paste label nightmares. And give your scissors and tape dispenser a break. ShipStation lets you create up to 500 labels, even mixing and matching carriers without starting over or visiting several websites. No matter where you sell online or how long it currently takes you to pack and ship, ShipStation can save you time and money. Some customers are saving up to 10 minutes per package. So if you're tired of shipping headaches, join us in shipping nirvana. Visit ShipStation.com today. Your account is free for 30 days.